Hepinize New York'tan esenler arkadaşlar. Üçüncü gün, üçüncü podcast'le karşınızdayım. Saatler gece 1.40, yine ana haber bülteni sunuyormuş gibi tavırlara başladım. Aslında bugün bir podcast yapma fikri aklımda yoktu. Hı-hı. Ama sevgili arkadaşım Josh ve sevgili arkadaşım Nick.
Hi, İsa.
Josh'ın ismi İsa, ben koydum. Yani koydum derken ismini ben koydum. Yani
Nick
Nazım.
Nazım.
Nazım, ona da Nazım Hikmet'in ismini verdim. Evet.
Love turkey.
Okay, so Josh, talk about yourself. Who are you? What are you doing?
I'm Josh. I have my bachelor's degree in film and video production. I work at the NBA.
One second, let me translate that.
Okay.
Maybe some people doesn't know English, like who knows.
That's fine.
So, Josh kendisi film ve video editleme üzerine üniversite eğitimini aldıktan sonra şu anda NBA'de çalışıyor. You're like a videographer, right? You're like a videographer or something.
Yeah, I mean, I basically, if somebody's at the game and they shoot footage of a player or an interview or something, they send it back to me. And I'll color correct it.
Oh, okay.
And I'll also make it available for editors to shoot like Instagram videos, stuff like that.
Ah, so yani arkadaşlar şöyle bir durum oluyor. NBA maçı sırasında bir röportaj yapılıyor mesela bir oyuncuda. Bunun hakkındaki işte video editlemesi, yani color, yani renkle ilgili kısmını Josh hallediyor. Çünkü bazen renkle ilgili herhalde sıkıntı oluyor. Ben de çok bilmiyorum yani. Yani açıkçası da çok ciddi bir iş yaptığını düşünmüyorum. Ne zaman yazsam hep Instagram'da. Yeah. Böyle. What else, Josh? You wanna talk about? You from Miami?
I'm from Miami. I was in the Israeli army.
Yes.
I like cheese.
Oh you my like god! You like cheese. That's like so cheese. Fucking awesome. You right. Like cheese. Don't you like no, you like hate cheese. I hate cheese, but he's different. He like cheese.
I mean, yeah.
Evet arkadaşlar, Josh dedi ki ben Miami'liyim. Kendisi de bu arada İsrail ordusunda 15 ay görev yaptı. Baya benden ciddi bir askerlik geçmişi var. Ben bir ay önce evet ve peynir sevdiğini söyledi çok acayip bir şekilde. Biliyorsunuz biz insanlar peynir sevmeyiz, o kendisi peynir seviyor. So Nick, talk about yourself and I'm coughing.
Hi, my name is Nick. I'm from a small town called Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania. Tour's actually been there. I went to school for, I got a BFA in acting from University of the Arts. I'm currently a barback / freelance
casting
agent, I guess.
Yeah.
Nothing too interesting about me.
So, Nick aslında benim Josh'la tanışmamı sağlayan arkadaş. Biz Nick'le birlikte çalışıyorduk. Benim işte o konuyu çalıştığım yerde Nick'le barbekti. Barbek, yani siz de barın komisisiniz aslında. Yani o arka taraftaki işleri yapıyorsunuz. Kendisi Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania'dan. Yani FETÖ'cü değil. Çok uzakta FETÖ'nün kasabasına. Ben Elizabethtown'da bulundum. Gittim Nick'le beraber. Gayet de klasik bir Amerikan kasabası. Bir McDonald's, bir Taco Bell, bir Wendy's falan vardı. Böyle bir otoban kenarı bir yerdi yani. Çok da böyle efsanevi değil. Açıkçası şimdi çocuklar anlamıyor diye yardırmayayım çocuğu memleketine de. Klasik bir Amerikan kasabası. Ay çok iyi biridir yani. Bu gördüğünüz iki arkadaş ve bir de Can 2 var. Kendilerine var arkadaşı. Üçüyle aramızda güzel bir arkadaşlık var. Ve Nick de aktörlük işte oyunculuk eğitimi aldı üniversitede. Üstüne işte bu casting falan olayları yaptı. İşte oyuncu seçiyordu falan bir televizyon şovu için. Bu yani Nick'teki olaydı. Ben biraz öksürüyorum. Ay boğazım biraz kötü bu arada. Evet. So Nick.
Evet.
I was actually trying to say Josh. I don't know why did I say
you're looking his way.
So Josh. I'm gonna ask this question to you first because you start talking about yourself first.
Okay.
So, tell me something about Miami. Tell me what was the best thing about Miami, and you forgot that. You miss that now.
I think the best thing about Miami was I lived 5 minutes from the beach, and in Miami the weather never gets below 70 degrees Fahrenheit. So I don't know what that is in Celsius.
Okay, so let me translate it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so Nick diyor ki Miami'de neyi özlediğini sordum. O da şey dedi.
Josh.
Özür dilerim. Az önce de aynı hata yaptım. Josh'un yüzüne bakıp Nick dedim. Nick'in yüzüne bakıp Josh diyorum. Ha? Neyse no. Josh diyor ki yani Miami'de diyor denizden diyor bir 10 kilometre uzaklıktaydım diyor. Hemen gidip gelebiliyordum diyor. Ve diyor hava 70 derece Fahrenheit'in altına düşmüyor diyor. Yani bu da bir açıkçası 20-25 derece falan. Ya Türkiye'de böyle bir yer yok. Yani Adana'da bile hava soğuyor ama Miami'de soğumuyor. Halbuki yalan. Ben gittim. Valla bir hafta yağmur geldi ama gerçekten de durum böyle.
But I think what was most important was like by the time I reached high school and I got my license so I could drive. Anytime I felt sad or I needed to do homework or I was just going to meet a girl or anything, I would drive 5 minutes to the beach. And on the beach, you have full rights to do whatever you want. You know
it's
what I mean?
Ocean, like, you know?
It's like it's just like you could just sit there and you just look at the ocean or you look at the moon or whatever it was. And you just go there anytime you felt sad or anything.
So arkadaşlar diyor ki Miami'deyken diyor en önemli şey de özellikle burada lisedeyken ehliyet alabiliyorsunuz 16 yaşındayken. Maya işte mesela kendi bulunduğunuz eyalet içinde sürebileceğiniz bir ehliyeti alıyorsunuz. İşte o da diyor ki lisedeyken ehliyetimi aldım diyor. Ne zaman kendimi kötü hissetsem, mutsuz hissetsem ya da bir kızla mı buluşacağım, bir şey mi yapacağım diyordu. Gidiyorum kendimi okyanusu kenarına atıyorum diyor. Özlediğim şey bu diyor şu anda. Çünkü o da Miami'de büyüdükten sonra Philadelphia tarafında bir yerde işte aynı Nick'le aynı okulda okulu var. O yüzden.
If you asked a Miami, anybody else from Miami, they'd probably tell you the clubs are the best and fishing. You know fishing?
Of
like,
course.
And they would say fishing is like number one in Miami because first of all, everyone has a boat. Even if they make no money, they have some shitty fucking boat. Yeah. But like, anybody else would tell you that's the best part. And like, I don't know, for me it just seemed like the weather and the beach and the views, that was the best part.
Evet, şöyle sözlerine ekledi. Yani dünya üzerindeki kime Miami'ye sorsanız işte gece kulübü der, işte ya da balık tutmak der diyor. Niyeyse diyor balık tutmak da Miami çok iyi diyor. Yani diyor hiç para kazanmasa bile diyor lanet olası botları aldıklarını söylüyor. Ama bunun benim için en güzel şey oradaki manzaraydı. O huzurdu diyor. So.
Nick, what's the best part about Elizabethtown?
Is that the question? Same question? So, E-Town does not have a lot to offer. It doesn't do a lot of things right. It's super conservative. Very small. I mean, not that small, but it doesn't have a great nightlife. It has
a dog bar. What was that? The Lucky Duck?
It has a bar named after ducks. Like, it's not. And that's like the primary go-to spot to hang out too. So it's just not looking good.
You know that bar actually was really good because the bar was looked like a 16th century of America. You know the colonial time American
I
bar.
I love that. That's what it was.
Am I wrong? It does not look like that. It has that atmosphere.
It has that very small town atmosphere / feel. Like,
but the bar
it's like
is
you
like
you walk in there and you know everyone that's there.
No, that's not the
I'm
talking. Yeah,
Nick would.
I would know most people that are their parents or friends, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
friends
so
themselves.
Why did I say Turkish? So, what I'm trying to say is, when you get in the bar, you know the Johnny, like the Pirates of Caribbeans?
Yes.
The fucking Johnny Depp getting in a bar. Every single time when you get in that bar, you feel like that. You feel like with that fucking Johnny Depp in the when it, you know what I mean. Like whenever you step in the fucking bar, you going back like 4th century, 5th century back.
I think it's just all of Elizabethtown. You just kind of go back.
It is. I went to the movie theater in Elizabethtown with Nick, and I made a really stupid dad joke. You know, dad jokes.
Good dad joke.
And basically,
I mean, his dad.
Somebody was like, one of the guys at the theater was like, "How you living?" And I was like, you know, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And he thought that was the funniest thing he's ever heard in his entire life. Sucks. He said it and he was like, "I'm going to steal that." And then he told one of the people he was working with, he was like, "Oh, easy peasy, lemon squeezy."
Like, he's never heard that before? The
like, he's never heard it before. That's how small of a town it was.
And that's how uncultured people are, too. That's just how it is.
Now
but,
you have to translate it.
Oh, you have to translate all that.
Go ahead.
I have to talk
Nick's
about what I like about it.
And my response. You have to translate everything.
Now I have to talk about what I like about it.
Şimdi diyor ki Elizabethtown çok böyle tutucu bir yerdi. Muhafazakar bir yerdi diyor. Çok da küçük bir yerdi. Hani böyle Miami gibi bir gece hayatı yoktu diyor. Ve diyor hani yani ne bileyim. Ondan sonra şaka yapmaya başladılar aralarında. Josh dedi ki ben de orada çalıştım dedi. Hep dedi böyle baba şakaları alıyordum. Yani bizdeki biraz dede şakası mantığıyla. Hani böyle 2007-2008 Facebook paylaşımları modunda. İşte aralarında öyle bir şey olduğunu söylediler. Şu anda benim yüzüm uyuşmuş bir vaziyette. Gözlerimin içine bakıp gülüyorlar. Çok acayip bir podcast oluyor şu anda. İşte bu. Ama şimdi de Nick'e soralım. Yani hani bu kadar şeyin arasında bu şakaların, bu eski püskü. Hani nasıl diyeyim? Bir kır şehir falan anlattı şu an Nick. Gerçekten de öyle bir Amerika'nın kır şehri gibi bir yer. Yani birazcık böyle county dedikleri sayıda var. Çıktı bir tarafta. Evet, so Nick.
Mm. Wait, first of all, you need to tell them that I understand a little bit of Turkish, a tiny bit, and you're doing a terrible job of translating what we just said.
Diyor ki ben diyor birazcık Türkçe biliyorum. O yüzden diyor sen de çok kötü bir translate yani çeviri yapıyorsun diyor. Yok öyle bir şey. Yalan.
No.
Türkçe bilmiyorsun.
Oh my god.
So what's the best
part? However, I don't know how we translate it for you folks who don't understand. I'm so sorry. However, what I do like about it is it does a lot of things right in that I had some of my greatest friends that I've met there. And just like Josh spoke of the beach, I speak of the woods and nature, and that's a refuge and a place that you can go.
Yeah, I mean, actually,
and, I mean, murders also happen in the woods. It's kind of the place for most, like,
well,
horror
murders happen on the beach too. Man.
Yeah,
this
you know,
is like murders happen everywhere.
Yeah, but I just feel like
I think
the
more
woods are a great setup.
Like,
more in the woods than the beach.
You can't
because
see very
you can't
far in front
see
of you.
Past like three trees.
It's very creepy in that way, but it also provides a lot of, you know, quiet time and a great place to smoke pot.
Yeah, also, I want to say something about that too, because when I was in the E-Town, the view was really good. We was like, I don't know.
The view,
was,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like the forest was looking really good, though. It's like, he's right about that.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, I love it. I love
the
forest.
Gorgeous place to be.
Yeah.
Don't go there for the nightlife or the people, but go there for
it. Or you follow
go
some
there for Nick's grandfather.
And
because
my grandfather.
His grandfather actually is my favorite person in America. He's super cool. He was talking about the Ohio's airport in Chicago.
Yeah,
he was
because
like,
he worked there.
Yeah,
he built planes.
Yeah. And he was like this. He was like, oh my god, even in the 50s, like, one plane, poof, going out. Second plane was poof, going out. He was like, you know, like, an old accent. Like, this making these movies. And
I don't know if
time.
You know this, but his grandfather also makes his own beer in his basement. And it's really good.
And he has also good jokes.
He's a real
really good
man.
Jokes.
He's humorous. He's been married to his wife for...
Well, and his grandma
years.
Is really cool, too.
Yeah. He's
it's
like
the second I walked into his grandparents' house, they were like, "What?" She was like, "What do you want to eat?" And he was like, "What do you want to drink?"
Yeah. She gave me a cake, too. It was really good.
So
and I just, like, I ate one cake, one piece, like, one slice of cake. And it was fine for me. You know, I'm not an obese, so how can I eat? But she was always asking, like, hey. Go ahead, eat more. You like
eat
that?
More,
you
yeah.
Do you want me to pack this for you?
You
real
can
take
food.
It.
With you
want to
take it?
Real
you.
Food.
She will give you her Tupperware. She will buy new Tupperware.
Yes.
She will literally give you the whole thing, and she'll be like, "Ah, fuck it, forget about
well,
it." You know what I mean?
That's
like,
the old school American way.
Yeah. Just
like my parents. Literally, last week I went home for Thanksgiving, and my parents literally gave me two pieces of Tupperware, and they were just like, "Whatever. This might be our best."
Tupperware, you know, Tupperware, like plasticware.
Oh,
no?
Okay.
Yeah, like
you
put food into.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
Like,
yeah. And it's plastic, and you cover it, and
okay.
and it keeps it fresh or whatever. He's saying, like, his grandma will give you his best pieces of plastic Tupperware.
Yeah.
Wow. Stuff that
and,
it costs money.
And
to,
it doesn't matter because she'll
reusable.
Just buy new ones
right.
because she wants you to take the extra cake.
At this moment, in at this time, she, it matters more to her that you have that piece of cake than the fact that she had to buy Tupperware again
oh,
and
okay.
had to, which is perfectly reusable
yeah.
and like.
Also, as and he was talking about, like, his grandfather was talking about some like a bad time, bad economic times, you know, some
yes,
like a crisis.
Yeah.
And her grand, like his grandmother was like, oh, we were never hungry. He always makes some money. I'm like, is that the way you explain the economic crisis? You know, there's a new way to explain the, this one in economics. It was like, we weren't hungry, so we were good.
I mean, yeah, that's, was, yeah.
That's literally, dude, they had.
I'm like, that's America, though.
They lived out of their
level,
car
like,
where they were the happiest they ever were. You know what I mean? Like, they were so
yeah.
poor, and it didn't matter because they had each other, and
yeah.
they didn't have.
Right.
You know, any other problems besides, you know.
Well, and as we were talking about earlier, you pay 40 cents for a cup of noodles, you know, and you just put, you add hot water and that's your meal every day.
Yeah.
Like, you could do that and still live.
Right.
And still have a house and pay
rent. I was just going to say, so the in money inflation compared to job, you know, income has not increase in the same proportional rant. So
arkadaşlar, ben şu an konunun başını unuttum. Ben şu an gerçekten konunun başını unuttuğum için anladığınız zaman artık I just say I forget what we just were talking about. I forget the beginning of the conversation.
We're talking about what Nick likes the most about E.T.
Ha,
ha.
Right.
Right.
Right.
On
that
son,
okay.
The murder.
Okay.
Right.
So Nick dedi ki annenin Miami'deki gibi okyanus yok ama bizim de çok güzel ormanımız vardı. Ya gerçekten çok güzeldi orman. Hani böyle bir Netflix dizisi tadında bir ortam vardı. Böyle bir İngiltere'de çekim. Çok güzel bir orman manzarası vardı. Ya da orman içindesiniz. İşte dedi ki ondan sonra Josh dedi ki yok dedi orada dedi insan öldürürler dedi. Nick de dedi ki ne alakası var okyanusta şeyde sahilde adam öldürmüyorlar mı dedi falan fişman. Böyle şeyler anlattılar. Sonra ben işte çok anlatamadım. Nick'in anneannesinden bahsediyordu. Çok komik kadındı böyle. Böyle parasal sıkıntılardan bahsediyor. Biz hiçbir zaman aç kalmadık falan yapıyordu böyle. Çok komik bir kadındı. Sonra ondan bahsettik. Dedesi çok iyi bir insan. Nick'i yine. Böyle çok güzel yani. Böyle muhabbetine doyum olmayan yaşlılar olur ya. Öyle çok kral bir adamdı yani ayıptı söylemesi.
So how are
Tupperware,
you?
Plasticware.
Hayır, bir saniye onu unuttum işte şey dedi. İşte dedi sana dedi en iyi kabını verir dedi. Yani 20 dolarlık kabına sırf bir keki koyar verir sırf sen kek ye diye falan dedi. İşte anneannesi bana kek vermişti ben de bunu yemiştim falan sonra sürekli ye diyor.
Take it all.
Ya oğlum ya oğlum falan diyor. Hayır boğazım yandı. Forgot the word. Bak. What's this part of the body?
Your esophagus?
Throat.
My throat's
burning.
Oh.
Your throat's burning
from the
blood? From smoking the weed?
Yeah.
What are the laws like in Turkey for weed?
Yeah. I don't want to talk about that because whoever knows English, you can understand this conversation, but I don't want to talk in Turkish. Maybe some people not going to understand that, you know?
Maybe, okay, no.
So I don't want to talk about that shit.
It's,
I mean,
so nobody in Turkey likes it.
No,
it's
everybody
bad.
Likes it, but it's like
you do hashish.
No hashish.
Everybody knows
hashish.
Nobody knows hashish.
That's the same in every language. I know that
hashish,
hashish. Hashash instead of hashish? Okay. Hashash!
Oh, okay. It's a big difference. I get it.
Evet. İşte hashash. Çevirmek istemediğim şeyler. Şu an yüzüm baya benim şu an. Ne oldu bana ya? Yüzüm uyuştu yani. İnsanın yüz kasları neden uyuşuyor?
Yeah, Turu has never done hash. Ever. We're doing it in front of him. We're bad influences.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad friends.
We're bagging
down, friends. Smoky friends. Okay. So guys, I want to say a huge thank you to being in my lovely podcast. I hope Nick, you're doing good too. You know, Nick tried the Turkish kebab in a really good restaurant in the city, but Josh haven't do that. Haven't thought yet.
What? Yeah, Josh, get out there.
We're not gonna eat kebab.
Kebab?
It's cute. So you order one?
Yeah. I've had kebab.
You ordered it
hundreds of times.
You haven't had it with Turu, though.
That's also it's a Turkish kebab.
And Turkish kebab.
It's the best kebab. You know?
That's okay, is it really that different from Greek or Israeli kebab?
Of course.
Josh, why, don't be so...
Look,
because it comes from a different animal than a cow, like every other kebab I've eaten?
No, that's not... Look, he tried that. Try to explain to him. For example, you get the shish kebab, but it was like the shish kebab on the fucking halal food trucks? Nah.
No,
that's terrible kebab. Terrible.
Yeah. This was a plate full of pure, unadulterated...
I can make you kebab that'll taste better than your Turkish kebab. I promise you that. I can make it for you.
I am from Adana, and my dad's a chef. He's making kebabs. So I grew up with the famous...
Josh.
All right, look, I can make you kebab that'll compare to your dad's
my
kebab.
My hometown is...
When the fuck have you made this kebab, Josh?
Adana kebab.
Atlantic Ocean kebab tastes better than Black Sea kebab.
It's not Black Sea, it's Mediterranean. I'm originally...
Oh, you don't live on the Black Sea?
Yeah, but I'm originally from the Mediterranean Sea.
Alright, well, okay. So it compares to the Mediterranean kebab. Israeli kebab is really good too, let me tell you that right
now.
Have you ever had Israeli kebab in Israel? No, you've never been to Israel, so you don't even know what the kebab tastes like in Israel.
Yeah,
with the tahina and the hummus? Oh, it's so good.
Okay.
Oh, hummus was created in Turkey, I know.
No, it's not. I don't like hummus. It's not my...
The fighting words, Josh.
Nah, so Josh diyor ki, İsrail'e gitmeden için İsrail kebabının tadını bilemezsin diyor. Çok sevdiğini söylüyor. Josh benim. Alalım. Ya şu an yüzünü görmeliydiniz. Böyle saçma sapan bir yüze bürünemez insan. So,
I hope you're bad-mouthing Josh right now.
He totally is. He 100% is.
I say he's a good man.
What?
Okay. So guys, welcome to my YouTube channel. Today we're gonna do...
It's a podcast, alright?
Don't forget to subscribe. Follow
subscribe
Turu.
Below. Hashtag Turu. Hashtag what's going on in New York.
Hashtag Yusuf. Hashtag you got
Yusuf,
this.
Yusuf.
I said Yusuf.
Hashtag Yusuf, hashtag Sengal.
Shengel.
Shengel.
Shengel.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Guys, we are gonna do a stupid challenge today.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask you some questions, and whoever doesn't know the answer, that guy will open the ass.
Alright, explain the rules.
I wanna see the ass, baby. I'm ready for the consequences.
Alright, explain the rules.
No, I'm joking. There's no contact.
Answer where's our trivia game?
You're not even gonna post this podcast.
I will. Evet. Ya bunlara taşak yaptım. Dedim ki işte YouTube'da dedim. YouTube kanalıma hoş geldiniz arkadaşlar falan. Bunlar da böyle taşak yaptı işte yine böyle. İşte hashtag falan şakalarıyla. Ondan sonra şu an böyle yüzüme bakıp gülüyorlar. Ve bunu yaptığıma da paylaşacağıma da inanmıyorlar. Ve ben paylaşacağım. Yeah, so this is the time to say goodbye because I'm usually making my podcast like 25 minutes
okay,
around.
Okay, but
this
you didn't ask us any questions that we could get
because
right
I don't
want to
see your ass.
You created the rules! Yeah.
So, that was a joke. Okay, so, hello guys, welcome to my YouTube channel. Today we're going to do a jerk-off challenge. Yeah.
How do I win? Right,
we'll start the jerk-off challenge when you press X.
Okay, arkadaşlar.
It's goodbye. We had to do the secret jerk off challenge.
All right.
There's no
you wanted to know what's going on in New York. This is what's going on. We're having a jerk off challenge.
Ooh, hashtag jerk off challenge.
Translate.
Let's try that hashtag, please.
Jerk off
challenge.
Sana bunu yani.
İsa.
Böyle bir İsa kardeşimiz böyle bir şaka
J-O-C,
yaptı.
Baby.
Evet şu anda böyle artık anlamayanlara çevirmek istemiyorum. Evet. Ladies
lying.
And gentlemen.
You're
it's
lying.
Time to say goodbye.
Okay.
Bye. Right, bye.
He's lying. If you
he's
speak
not...
English, you know what we said.
He's
yeah,
lying
you...
to you.
There's a jerk-off challenge and he's lying.
He's never mentioned the jerk-off challenge not once because
okay.
Hashtag
cool.
JOC, hashtag jock, hashtag jock challenge, hashtag...
Can you explain what exactly we're doing in jerking off?
Like, what's up, my name is Joe.
What the jerk off challenge is?
No, like, what's the exactly you doing about the jerking off? Like, what are you doing? Were you touching? Were you sucking? What you?
You take your dick and you go like this in a forward motion. You pull and push.
What's the sound, Nick? Nick knows the sound. Nick knows
really
the sound.
Pull.
It's a gentle.
You know, it depends on your taste.
It's a gentle rubbing.
Everyone's a little different. But,
I really hope you speak English so you really understand what we're saying. Right now.
Nick, right now, Nick, can you give me the sound of the jerking off?
It's quite familiar. Suru does it in my ear every night.
Evet arkadaşlar, hepinize dinlediğiniz için çok teşekkürler. Bu artık bu kadar yeter. Muhabbet çok pisleşmeye başladı. Ben Instagram'da Yusuf Turgul Şengül, Twitter'da Yetugur Şengül. Başka bir podcast'te görüşmek üzere. Güle güle. Say, try to say güle güle.
Güle güle.
Güle güle.
Güle
güle.
Güle
güle.
Güle güle.
Güle güle.
Güle güle.
Güle güle.